This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 6th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. God's mighty hand is coming down hard on this nation. Armed with the most powerful winds ever recorded for a storm in the Atlantic Ocean, Hurricane Irma bore down yesterday on the Caribbean and is headed toward Florida this weekend, reports the Associated Press. Irma's maximum sustained winds had increased to 185 miles per hour. The last Category 5 storm to hit the United States from the Atlantic was Hurricane Andrew in 1992. An estimated 250,000 people were left homeless, 55 were killed, and the storm caused more than $20 billion in damage. Psalm 46, 7-8 says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth." Stay tuned for our special report featuring the founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, who answered this question: are these hurricanes the result of global warming or so-called climate change? You'll hear it immediately following today's newscast. North Korea has been spotted at night moving a possible intercontinental ballistic missile toward its west coast, Reuters reported. The Asia Business Daily reported yesterday that the rocket began its move on Monday. A federal court has required that California churches must pay for abortion in their health insurance plans, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Alliance Defending Freedom stated, quote, "If the state can force a church to pay for the very thing they counsel against, in violation of their constitutionally protected religious beliefs, then no American is secure," unquote. The conflict began in California in 2014, when the California Department of Managed Health Care reclassified abortion as a, quote, "basic health service," unquote, and ordered all insurance plans in the state to cover abortions. First reported by the American Lens, Tarsha Clark, a black teacher in Rockingham, North Carolina, allegedly forced white Christian students to stand up in her class and apologize for their, quote, "white privilege," unquote. Farron Wilkinson, one of the parents of a student in Clark's Western Rockingham Middle School class, asserted that, quote, "children are not responsible or accountable for any inequalities that are believed to be present," unquote. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel assured incoming high schoolers yesterday that they need not worry about President Trump ending the Dreamers program, saying Chicago public schools are a, quote, "Trump-free," unquote, sanctuary for young illegal immigrants, reports the Washington Times. Lady Gaga's former math teacher, Chris White, once warned the pop star at the Convent of the Sacred Heart in New York City that she would be left feeling empty from her fame. In a new preview for her upcoming 5'2" documentary set to debut on Netflix on September 22nd, the singer tearfully reveals that she is in fact alone despite her fame. The Grammy winner is heard sobbing on the phone while revealing to her best friend, celebrity stylist Brandon Maxwell, that fame has left her empty.
"I'm alone, Brandon, every night. And all these people will leave. Right? They will leave. And then I'll be alone. And I go from everyone touching me all day and talking at me all day to total silence."
White, who taught Stefani Germanotta, Lady Gaga's given name, told her, quote, "Stefani, you may get the fame and success you are longing for one day, but it will not last and it will not make you happy," unquote, reports the Christian Post. 1 Peter 1:24 says, "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls." And Isaiah 40, verse 8 adds this, "But the word of our Lord endures forever." Hillary Clinton took aim at Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who challenged her in the primaries for the Democratic presidential nomination in her new book entitled What Happened. Clinton noted that the Vermont Independent, quote, "is not a Democrat," unquote, saying, quote, "That's not a smear. That's what he says." He didn't get into the race to make sure a Democrat won the White House. He got in to disrupt the Democratic Party. "I am proud to be a Democrat, and I wish Bernie were too," unquote. Clinton wrote that President Barack Obama counseled her to, quote, "grit my teeth and lay off Bernie as much as I could," unquote. In her opinion, she felt like she was confined, quote, "in a straitjacket," unquote. Two brothers from San Antonio purchased a 21,000-pound truck on Craigslist just so they could help people in Houston, reports SunnySkies.com. Brad and Adam Morris were trying to figure out how to help the victims of Hurricane Harvey when their cousin, a Houston police officer, gave them a tip, quote, "We've got boats, but what we need is high-water trucks," unquote. So Brad and Adam got on Craigslist and purchased a $13,000 truck called the Punisher and rescued dozens of people. Brad Morris told PBS that he, quote, "couldn't sit around and just watch people suffer," unquote. The brothers from my hometown exemplified the biblical principle found in 1 Corinthians 12:26, which says, "If one part suffers, every part suffers." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, a special report compiled by Emily Swanson. People are worried that the strength and power of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey might be influenced by global warming or so-called, quote, "climate change," unquote. However, the World View spoke to Dr. Calvin Beisner, the founder and national spokesman of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, about whether or not the hurricanes are affected by, quote, "climate change," unquote.
I'd say kind of. I mean, in terms of our understanding of fairly basic physics, it makes sense to say that as the Earth gets a bit warmer, you may have more storms and more powerful storms. But I've got a couple of caveats to that. The first one is that the big question is not whether, but how much. And one way to look at it is this way, and this was explained to me by Dr. Roy Spencer. He's a principal research scientist in climatology at the University of Alabama, an award-winning climate scientist with NASA. Roy's just really an outstanding climate scientist. He explained it to me this way. Basically, all the CO2 mankind has added to the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution can be calculated from first principles to have reduced the overall climate system's ability to cool itself, that is, to cast off heat received from the sun, by about 1/4 to 1%. Now, if you assume a linear relationship between total climate system energy content and the frequency and intensity of storms, that implies that 99 to 99.75% of the storms that occur and 99 to 99.75% of each storm's intensity in wind and rainfall would have occurred without that effect.
Dr. Beisner shared Psalm 89, a psalm that should keep in context the landfall of each one of these storms. Psalm 89, 5-9 says, "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all of them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them." Having witnessed several hurricanes himself, Dr. Beisner encouraged Christians to continue to support those who have been affected and pray for them. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.